years ago, they found this mummy, all right, in Leeds, England. And the mummy's name is Nessie Amun. That's the guy's name. Okay.
Okay.
And because he was mummified so well, he was preserved really well. Like, they could basically see the guy's body, the guy's health, everything about him. They were able to recently take out his voice box and his trachea, and using a 3D printer, they were able to, I guess, create what his voice would have sounded like.
The mummy, we can tell what he sounds like?
Yeah, they made the mummy talk. Yeah, this just happened. You got to hear this story.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Wow.
That's not him. That's not the mummy.
You seek Yoda.
It's not?
That's, again, not the mummy. No, play the scientist talking about the mummy.
Whoever wants to have sex with me.
So he woke up, and that's the only thing he was thinking about.
Do you ever have sex anymore? You want to kiss me?
He's been dead since 1100 BC. So, but you, of course, that's the first thing on his mind.
Whoever wants to have sex with me.
Wow.
That's what he said.
Ew.
So what was his name?
Nessie Amun.
I'm Bobby.
See? No.
Oh.
Bobby Hill.
Okay, so we'll go back. We'll play it. We'll play
Scientists
it for real.
Scientists were able to mimic Nessie Amun's voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
That's not much better than Bobby Hill.
Great. So they wake this guy up. He's been dead for 45,000 years. Right. They wake him up. It's exactly what happens when people wake me up. Just let him sleep. Exactly. He just wanted sleep.
Yeah, I mean, of all the things that you think he would say, like if I told you ahead of time they were going to wake up a mummy and give him a voice, what would he say? Of course. Naturally.
See, every time you see a zombie, a mummy on TV, that they're like, oh, you know, so that's pretty close.
Sound.
Do you think they told him who the president was?
And he said, the guy from The Apprentice? Wow, how long have I been dead? Yeah, and you'll never guess who's running against him. Exactly.
That sound was so familiar. It's usually like if I go on a blind date, that's usually the response I get the minute they see me.
Cooper takes her shirt off. They're getting ready to get in bed. She's getting all sexy. She comes out of the bathroom in her panties. Exactly.
I love that I couldn't even get a guy who's 500,000 years old.
No!
That's the other thing they made him say. Yeah.
But you would think that the mummy would sound like...
The Force is with you, young Skywalker.
Right, something like that.
That's what he would sound like, but no. Cooper comes out all naked.
No!